He's the youngest member of Congress and has gained a national following, but North Carolina Republican Madison Cawthorn could get shut out from running for re-election. Lawyers say his actions related to the attack on the U.S. Capitol violated a section of the 14th Amendment. Steve Harrison from member station WFAE explains.
Cawthorn promoted the January 6th Save America rally on Twitter, saying, quote, "The future of the Republic hinges on the actions of a solitary few." And he was a prominent speaker there, pushing baseless claims of election fraud hours before the attack on the Capitol.
But my friends, the Democrats, with all the fraud they have done in this election, the Republicans hiding and not fighting, they are trying to silence your voice.
Months later, he said if elections are stolen, there will be, quote, more bloodshed.
It's not just that Cawthorn spoke at that pre-attack demonstration alongside other speakers who were demanding trial by combat and talking about sacrificing blood to fight for America.
That's Ron Fine, legal director for Free Speech for People, which is funding the challenge to Cawthorn's candidacy.
But we also have reliable reporting that Cawthorn and his team were communicating with the planners ahead of January 6th and helped to plan some of these events.
And that's the crux of their challenge, that Cawthorn is an insurrectionist, just as Confederates were who took up arms against the United States 160 years ago. Eligibility challenges in North Carolina, or any state, usually revolve around simple questions like, does the candidate live in their district? The state's framework for resolving eligibility questions will likely be used for the challenge against Cawthorn. And under state law, the burden is on Cawthorn to show he is eligible, that his candidacy does not violate the Reconstruction-era amendment. Former North Carolina Supreme Court Justice Bob Orr, who used to be a Republican, is working on the case. Orr says there was an insurrection, and that a key question is,
did he provide aid and comfort and engage in this? We think there's certainly enough evidence on the public record that we know of now, and we'll certainly be looking for additional evidence.
By additional evidence, Orr means being able to depose Cawthorn under oath to learn about any involvement he may have had with January 6 plotters. But Cawthorn this week filed a lawsuit in federal court to stop the challenge. One of his attorneys, James Bob Jr., says the challenge against Cawthorn is a, quote, despicable attempt by Democrats to undermine democracy. Bob says the challenge fails on several levels, first of which, Cawthorn's First Amendment rights.
The word in the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment is, quote, engage connotes conduct, not speech.
Bob also says he doesn't believe the attack was an insurrection.
It spits on the grave of all those Union soldiers that fought in the Civil War to preserve the Union and free the slaves, who fought a bona fide rebellion and insurrection.
Fine, a Free Speech for People, says Bob is rewriting history, that after the attack, it was widely acknowledged to be an insurrection.
President Trump's defense lawyer in his impeachment trial conceded that it was an insurrection.
Depending on what happens with Cawthorn's lawsuit, his eligibility will be taken up by a panel of local elections officials. Any appeal would be considered by the State Board of Elections, which has 3 Democrats and 2 Republicans. Fine says his group will use the same insurrectionist challenge against other candidates, including Donald Trump, should he run in 2024. For NPR News, I'm Steve Harrison in Charlotte.